Meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump was in a mood to vent about the just concluded Russia probe.
I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything, my family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
Despite his irritation, Trump will likely be taking some victory laps this week after the special counsel investigation led by Robert Mueller found no evidence of collusion between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign, including the president himself. But Mueller was less conclusive about whether the president had engaged in obstruction of justice. Attorney General William Barr decided there was insufficient evidence to proceed on that charge, but he also cited Mueller's conclusion that did not exonerate Trump on the obstruction issue. Trump allies were in attack mode, targeting the news media on Monday, including White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
It's not just that they reported and spread a slanderous, malicious lie, but they hoped for the takedown of the President of the United States.
Another stalwart Trump defender, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, said it was time for the country to move on.
There are some people who are never going to accept the Mueller report, what I say, or what Mr. Barr does. But by any reasonable standard, Mr. Mueller thoroughly investigated the Trump campaign.
Opposition Democrats want to know more about Mueller's focus on obstruction of justice. They are also demanding the release of the full Mueller report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
His conclusions raise more questions than the answer, given the fact that Mueller uncovered evidence that, in his own words, does not exonerate the president.
Mueller's decision not to offer an opinion on obstruction is significant, says former federal prosecutor Preet Bharara.
It was a very close case. Bob Mueller decided not to make a determination about whether or not a charge could be brought, and you only do that if there's substantial evidence of obstruction.
The lingering questions about presidential obstruction could also become a 2020 campaign issue for Democratic contenders like Senator Bernie Sanders.
I want the whole damn report. Because nobody, especially this president, is above the law.
Trump still faces investigations by Congress and prosecutors in New York, but the special counsel's report clearly gives Trump a political boost and makes the possibility of impeachment more remote than ever, says Larry Sabato.
It's easy to advocate for impeachment. It is very difficult, almost impossible, to actually achieve impeachment and conviction.
Trump is now counting on a political boost from the Mueller report as he moves into campaign mode ahead of his reelection effort next year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.